proclaimed the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. In 1951, IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, began publishing a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation, which continues till today. If you do not receive The Everlasting Nation magazine, I encourage you to contact IBJM to subscribe or obtain a sample copy. A recent issue of the magazine featured an article concerning the important topic of understanding the times of the Gentiles. This is written by Brother Howard Rothenberg, who serves with IBJM in Florida. May this be a blessing to you. The Gospel of Luke expressed Jesus' pain over his nation's future desolation by Rome as he made his final entry into Jerusalem to the cheering of the crowds of the Jewish people, saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." A few verses later, Jesus came near, beheld the city, and wept over it. Much more than even the future physical destruction of the city and its glorious temple, Jesus wept over Israel's future spiritual blindness, saying, "If thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes." There was a special pain Jesus experienced when he considered what Israel should have known, because they knew not the time of thy visitation. Though Jesus was in despair over the loss of his nation's peace as the Prince of Peace, he also saw its conclusion. Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. The context of Jesus' prophetic message was the Scriptures. In Luke 21 it says, "For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." There had to be a fulfillment of the times of the Gentiles, and the timing of that fulfillment was given by a prophet of the exile, a victim of the exile, named Daniel. Daniel's rise to power began when King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon invaded Israel for the first time in 605 BC, thus the beginning of the times of the Gentiles. And this coincided with God's placing Daniel into the highest position of influence and power in two major empires ruling over Israel and the world, Babylon and Persia. From his insider position in these two empires, Daniel gave us the details not only the brutality of the times of the Gentiles' oppressive rule over Israel and the world, but also God's continual intercession through his Jewish servants, such as Daniel and his three friends, on behalf of Israel. We see a pattern developed in Israel's and its relationship to the Gentiles. God's discipline of Israel for their future rebellion, yet God preserved Israel as a nation even under these harsh Gentile rulers. The visions of Daniel reveal in detail the unfolding of the times of the Gentiles under four major empires. Each of these empires would serve, without necessarily intending to do so, God's purpose for his nation Israel. Habakkuk says that Babylon was raised up for the correction of Israel. Daniel's knowledge of Jeremiah's book had convinced him that Israel would be totally restored to its former position. Stirred by his own reading of this prophecy, Daniel sought God's forgiveness. Daniel's plea for Israel is based on God's mercy and not their works under the law. Daniel makes it clear that both he and his nation have rebelled. Daniel was not only interceding for past sins, he was also interceding for Israel in their present refusal to repent as a nation. Daniel 9:13 says, "Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth." The dilemma confronting Daniel was how God could forgive Israel when Israel had not repented of their sins, with the same kind of humility seen in the confession of Daniel himself. Several times, Daniel alludes to God's mercy to underscore that there was no basis in the Torah laws for God to restore them. The hope of Daniel was based on God's righteousness as well as his mercy. Israel and Jerusalem were both called by the name of God. Daniel's reference to God's miracle deliverance of Israel out of Egypt set up a pattern for the future exile of Israel. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into this program today. I invite you to join us next time as we will look further at the topic here of understanding the times of the Gentiles. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.